The Hockey Insider is brought to you by Finance It, and Darren Dreger is in studio. What's happening, Dregs?
Oh, you know, just getting ready for another hard-hitting Ottawa Senators, Florida Panthers game tonight on the network. So,
well, Panthers, they're the real deal right now, right? Yeah. They survived over the weekend. They got another win in overtime, and I don't think they're yet in a playoff spot, but they're right there with Columbus and Jersey.
One point out, and they got games in hand.
You think they're getting in?
I do. I think it's a battle between New Jersey and Columbus as who gets knocked out.
Well, that's at least you got a race. I mean, there really aren't that many races, at least in the East. Yeah. You know, for the most part, we know who's getting in.
It would be too bad for Taylor Hall and all those who support conversation that he should be in the
MVP
heart
race
discussion.
Well, where do you stand on all this?
Well, I guess I'm new age because I'm okay with the MVP not being on a playoff team. I don't know who fabricated that criteria when. I think that if you're deserving of that award outright, then you should get the award outright. I mean, the reason we're talking about it is somewhat obvious to Connor McDavid and terrible year that the Oilers have had. And, you know, when you have a terrible year like that, can the Hart Trophy go to a player who's on that team? And my argument as well. He at least has to be in that conversation for the heart. That's what I'm, you know, maybe not as far as I'm willing to go, but when you look at the fact that, you know, 45% of the offense comes off the stick in some way, shape, or form of Connor McDavid, that's a pretty special year. And nobody is naming Peter Chiarelli as executive of the year, right? So why should Connor McDavid pay a price in a year where it's not cut and dried, I don't think. Like Nikita Kucherov, deserving, no question. Evgeny Malkin's having a great year. Nathan MacKinnon at the top of the list. Mm-hmm. But again, if we're establishing that you have to be a playoff team for these guys to be in the discussion, that doesn't add up to me because you're eliminating McDavid. You're potentially eliminating MacKinnon. I mean, Colorado's in today, but who knows when we have to submit our ballot. And likewise for Taylor Hall and the New Jersey Devils.
Well, like I just don't know why we want to exclude players. And I don't think we've had this in hockey before, though.
Have we?
Well, I don't know, but I mean,
probably not.
I don't know.
Didn't you say it was the 88?
Mario.
But like, why do we want to exclude players? Like, I mean, and watching the Edmonton Oilers all this year, there's only one thing that I've come away with continuously. Okay, we know that they've had an awful year and everything, but without McDavid, they would be 31st in the league, and they might have 25 points. That's how significant he is to whatever success or however you want to measure it to their team. That's a valuable player to me.
Yeah. Well, it's always been arbitrary anyway. I don't have a vote, but I don't think there's nowhere in the rule books does it say the guy has to be on a playoff team.
Does it?
It's just always been an arbitrary interpretation of the rule. You know, I think there's a part of me that feels like they should just take a page out of the CFL's book and say most outstanding player, because when you add value to it, that's where people start overthinking.
Yeah, but they would say that the most outstanding is the Ted Lindsay, right, which the players vote on.
Which McDavid will probably win.
Yeah, but the counter-argument to the most valuable is, too, I agree, the Hart Trophy definition probably needs to be rewritten, because name the last time the most valuable player in the playoffs wasn't a goalie.
Mm-hmm. You know, the last 2 years.
Well, but
you're talking about Sid.
Potentially.
You just asked me a question. Yeah. That's all.
No, but okay.
I'm with you in terms of the importance of goaltending. You can make a case every single year that a goalie should be the MVP.
That was my point. I formed it in the way of a question, but it just seems like we want to be old school with a major award that I think is screaming for some adjustment.
Well, we had this, we talked about it last week with Mike Trout. You just need some example that you can point to and say that maybe he should deserve it. Do you know what I mean? Like, Trout was so good that it didn't really matter that he was playing for crap Angels teams. It was like, how can we ignore this?
Right.
And still, 1 year, I think he didn't win it.
He's missed out a couple of years, but that's because Cabrera had such a spectacular year.
Well, he won the Triple Crown,
and I believe
is meaningless.
Tigers were, well,
yeah, but the last
sort of
guy that had done
based
it
on
was in 1967.
It means something. Like, it does mean something.
Like, if it meant nothing, then everybody'd be doing it.
Yeah. And the Tigers were a playoff team that year as well, I believe.
Yeah. Like, maybe we just needed a McDavid to come along.
I will just say this. there is no better player in the league than Connor McDavid.
I don't think it's close.
I agree with you, but we could have given the award out on September 30th.
Well, no, I'm talking about through his play this year. What he does on a game-in, game-out basis in terms of generating, on his own largely, no other player in the league does.
He's a spectacular player, and I'm not disputing that. I don't get the sense, in fact, I know he's not, I don't think he's having a transformationally great season. Like, if he was on pace for his first 50-goal season with 130 points and he was lopping the field, I couldn't avoid that. He's not even leading the league in points.
Yeah, but he's in there. He's in that mix.
He's having a great year.
He's 3 points off the league lead when he has no help.
Okay, but still, he's not leading the league in points.
I think he is having a transformational year. I think his season this year is better than last year when he won the MVP.
Because of
no help and because of everything else he does. He has the puck on his stick
all the time.
Out of the zone, into the zone, scoring chances, everything he does is at the highest level. No player comes close.
If the four of us on this set can agree that he is the best player in the game, is that fair?
Yeah.
How can you be the best player in the game and not the most valuable?
Well, again, because of the position.
Okay, but
look at Cam Talbot. Talbot, I think their MVP, you could have made the argument last year, Talbot was the MVP of that team.
He was a big reason why they won, he's been awful.
McDavid's replicated what he did. Cam Talbot hasn't, and they're a bottom five team in the league.
He's replicated what he did. How come he's not the MVP?
Because, again, you look at the importance of getting there. You look at the importance of what they're doing.
How is he responsible
for his teammates? Have to consider that other players around the league are also doing great things.
Yeah.
Like, McDavid just doesn't have exclusivity over the award for the next 20 years.
But nobody's making that point. What we're saying is, and it is because there's no runaway for the Hart this year. There's no runaway. I mean, I look at Evgeny Malkin and what he's done this year. When you look back, the amount of hockey that he and the Pittsburgh Penguins have played over the last how many years?
Yeah.
It is remarkable to me, what he's accomplished. Nathan MacKinnon, I mean.
But Dregs, you can look at all those candidates, maybe not MacKinnon, and you could say, well, Malkin's got Crosby. Kucherov, they've got Point, and they've got Hedman, and they've got Vasilevsky. Like, McDavid, it's like you look at his team and
I know.
And Hayes, if you look at even strength scoring, he's way in front.
He's off the charts. He's got 11 power play points.
And that's because their power play isn't good.
Yeah. I hear you. But you mentioned taking out MacKinnon. Where would Colorado be without MacKinnon?
Yeah, it's a good question.
They'd be in trouble.
And then the New Jersey Devils,
where would they be without Taylor Hall?
They'd be in trouble. You make the case all the way down the...
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. You got to include these other players. I love MacKinnon.
I 100% do. For sure.
But there's other guys have a great years too.
Absolutely. But you can't exclude Connor McDavid as a contender. Even though some who do vote. I mean, that's the beauty of social media, right? I mean, guys like Steve Simmons and others, God love them. They're willing to acknowledge... why they don't feel McDavid should be, a candidate, right? So you tip your hand in the process a little bit, and that's transparency, and I like it. But it certainly forges the debate.
Well, I vote, and this year I'm going to make my ballot public.
Yeah.
Which I like. For transparency purposes.
Who would you put first right now?
Who would I vote first right now?
For Hart.
Kucherov my three guys right now are Kucherov, Malkin, and McDavid.
Me too, in that order.
See, Malkin's an interesting case, though, because I do think he gets hurt by the guys that are around him. But look at the numbers he's putting up. They're spectacular.
But then you think of, every night. So look at the Leaf game as an example. Babcock uses his best matchup guys, not against Malkin, against Crosby. There's something to that you have to consider.
Sure. But again, you just mentioned when it comes to McDavid, nothing else should be considered. You just look at what he's doing and the kind of performance he's putting up.
But you also have to consider who he's matched up against, don't we?
Well, okay, but we're not going to break down 82 game tapes all year.
No.
Malkin gets some difficult competition.
But we know who's getting the top matchups on Edmonton every single night.
Right, for sure.
Malkin's not.
He's getting some of the difficult matchups. What do you think? He's playing against third pairings every single night?
No, but he's going to be playing against second pairings and second lines.
Not every single night. Not the way he's playing right now.
Why did Babcock decide to match him up against Crosby?
Okay, there's one example. You're telling me at any point in this season he hasn't been up against the best line?
Of course he is. He's great.
Okay, so
but I'm just saying we can't ignore Crosby. Crosby should be in the mix too.
See, I would put Malkin ahead of Sid this year.
But why? Just because he has a few more points?
Yes. You just mentioned one game. On Saturday night, Malkin was clearly the best player on the ice. Sid was quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It's only one game, but Malkin's having a great year.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of guys having great years.
Yeah.
It's a fun debate. I'm all for it, but I just think McDavid, he's going to get better, which is scary. Like, he's probably, wait till he's 25. What he's going to, he's 20 right now, or 21.
Yeah.
What's he going to be in 4 or 5 years?
I've watched him. We've watched him since he was 14 years of age. What just floors me, that's 7 years. I'm kind of just trying to put that all in perspective.
Right.
And then I'm trying to think, I go, and he just continuously improves. He continuously does things that you go, I've never seen that before. Like, and that's the scary thought about how he's going to impact the game. And if he gets some better players around him, watch out.
Well, and it's not even the forwards.
Yeah.
You know, if they get some puck moving D,
yeah,
somebody can hit him on the fly with a pass. Ooh. You know, that was half their problem. You know, we want to pile on Cam Talbot, and deservedly so. He wasn't good enough. But their defense was in shambles, is in shambles. And not just because of the injuries that, you know, impacted the Oilers' blue line, just individual poor play, right? So they add a piece there, and who knows? I mean, that can make a pretty considered change and improvement to the Edmonton Oilers.
Well, I mean, at the very least, as ugly as it is, you still have McDavid for 8 more years, and he's worth every penny.
Oh. Yeah.
He's worth every single penny. I know it's the biggest contract in cap history in this league, but how can you dispute that that's what you had to pay the guy? And every year you should probably be giving him even more. But luckily for them, he's locked in, you know. So it's on Chiarelli to figure it out from there. With Darren Dreger, our TSN Hockey Insider. As for Toronto with Matthews, not going to play on Wednesday. We can't imagine he plays on Thursday. Do you have a timeline for him in terms of how you feel they're going to play this out? Or
whenever he's ready.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a dismissive answer. But I think you could see that clearly from Babcock's response today. I mean, he, you know, I wasn't at the practice, but Jonas, you were probably there. And, you know, if you're shying away from contact, there's a reason for that. And that's because you don't quite feel ready. So If it takes another week, it takes another 10 days, it takes another 2 weeks, you know, you need him to be as healthy as he can be, you know, for the last half dozen games of the regular season, make sure he gets his legs back and away you go in the playoffs. So I don't think there's any rush.
Leafs are in a pretty comfortable spot. We know where they're going to be.
Have been for a while.
Yeah, have been for a long time. All right, Dregs. Good stuff, man.
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks, Darren.
Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider, brought to you by Finance It. Add a payment plan to your tool belt and break down large price tags into easy, affordable payments with Finance It. Connor McDavid, up for the MVP. I'm with you. Should be included in the conversation.
And there's some good. I mean, Claude Giroux is a good one. Taylor Hall is a good one. Nathan McKinnon is. I mean, right. You can even say that Hedman and
Kopitar.
Yeah, put Brad Marchand in the mix.
Yeah,
Marchand. Yeah,
I put Brad Marchand in the mix.
Yeah, I thought he. I don't think he should have been suspended for that over the weekend. But.
Hey, how about Freddie Anderson?
There wasn't even.
Thank you.
There wasn't even a hearing.
Yeah, I know.
It was an accidental collision.
That's the thing is, he's the last guy in the league that deserves the benefit of the doubt, but it was such a fast play. I think it was a greasy little shot.
But you have to, I ask this to people all the time. Have you watched the Department of Player Safety accidental collision video?
No.
No, I haven't.
No, so go watch it.
I'll find it.
And you'll watch it, and you'll say, accidental collision.
All right.
And what if somebody's coming at you, you're not sure, what's the first thing you do? You put up your hand.
Brace yourself.
That's exactly what you do.
Well, and Duclair hurt his knee, which wasn't
on the fall.
Right, exactly.
And the Department of Player Safety, the first thing they look at is the act. Then if they deem that there's something further to that, then they look at the player's history.
I'll find that on YouTube. Thanks, Greg.
NHL.com. It's right there.
All right, I'll check it out.